AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Biden is optimistic about progress on debt ceiling talks. He headed into a critical meeting with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy late this afternoon at the White House. This is a pivotal moment as the White House and Republicans work to strike a budget compromise and raise the nation's borrowing limit to avert a potentially chaotic federal default. AP correspondent Kevin Frecking reports a default would have sharp economic impacts at home and abroad.
Interest rates would immediately spike, and the U.S. would be viewed internationally as a less safe place to invest. Bond interest rates to pay our debts into the future would most certainly skyrocket, and there's little doubt that the economy would suffer.
A judge has entered not guilty pleas for the suspect in the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Brian Koberger opted to stand silent in court to the murder charges. It doesn't happen often. The judge entered the not guilty pleas on his behalf. The students were killed in a rental home near the University of Idaho campus. Koberger was a graduate student studying criminology at nearby Washington State University. Investigators say traces of DNA found on the knife sheath inside the home matches Koberger's, and a cell phone belonging to Koberger was near the victim's home on a dozen occasions prior to the killings. He was also caught on surveillance footage repeatedly driving near the home at the time of the killings. I'm Ed Donahue.
Arizona, California, and Nevada have proposed a deal to significantly cut their water use from the drought-stricken Colorado River over the next 3 years. The $1.2 billion proposal is a potential breakthrough in a stalemate over how to deal with a rising problem that has pitted western states against each other. This is AP News. A fixture at the world's oldest marathon has died. Correspondent Gethin Coolball reports.
Boston Marathon fixture Rick Hoyt has died at the age of 61. Hoyt and his father Dick were well known at the race. Rick Hoyt was in a wheelchair because of cerebral palsy. Dick Hoyt pushed his son in a wheelchair through the course 32 times. His family says Rick Hoyt died of complications with his respiratory system. Dick Hoyt died 2 years ago. Together, they participated in more than 1,000 races, including duathlons and triathlons. A statue of father and son was erected near the Boston Marathon starting line in Hopkinton. Gethin Coolbaugh, Hopkinton, Massachusetts.
Lawyers for a columnist who won a $5 million sexual abuse and defamation award against former President Trump have filed an amended lawsuit against him, asking for another $10 million for remarks he made after the verdict. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.